Begin the current daf. Misach the same of tzadi alf. Begin the alf. Begin the taste of the master. Begin the words of the gemara. Amar Rav says halachas krib shimon b'hu shalei yirvu. But it's only if they didn't make their own erevin for themselves. Taisa explains the halacha of Rav, and Taisa wonders on Rabbi Natan's interpretation of Shmuel, because the gemara says according to Rav the halachas like krib shimon that yes, all like one domain, but specifically for vessels that start of Shabbos in those areas, not in the house. And again, it's only going to be if they don't make the Erev Chatzeris for themselves. So then we're not going to have the concern of coming from the house to the courtyard. But if they did, no one concerned they're going to take from the house to the other chatz. Chase explains, Ein Lafarsh, don't explain, Reb Shimon, that actually Reb Shimon himself, Ein Mechalik Ben Yirvu LeYirvu. He doesn't differentiate if each chatz made an Erev for themselves or not. But if, what the Gemara means to say, which is our Tez de Maschel, V'Rab, the Amayra B'LeYirvu Sablakabasei, he only holds Reb Shimon when they didn't make the Erev themselves, because he Rav himself, is machmer not to rule like Reb Shimon there, so says, don't say that. Because that would be the case. B'samach, the parak of Chizda l'shmul Reb Yechanan, and then shortly Reb Chizda asked on Reb Shimon and Reb Yechanan their opinion, that they disagree with Rav. And they hold that even Ibn Atzmon is permitted to take vessels out from Chatzar to Chatzar, where according to them, it should be permitted even when they made an Erev for themselves. So if so, they might come to carry the vessels from the house to the courtyard. So then the Yemru people are going to say, so if you're having vessels come out to the courtyard and you cannot take those to the other courtyard, people are going to say, basically, Mechatzar Achas, two vessels, one courtyard, Zahasim, Zahmut, one permitted, one forbidden. And that's interesting. There was this question on that. But Taisa proves from here, but if Rav himself, he is only be Machra, but he also holds, the Reb Shimon holds that it's all permitted, so the Rav Nami takes Ali B'Shimon. So the question is applicable to Rav too, because that's his interpretation of B'Shimon too. Additionally, Taisa says, Rav Shesh is Nami, the Parak L'Rav. Rav Shesh is that he asks on Rav. From this, Rav Shimon says in the Mishnah that roofs and courtyards and kafivas are all one domain for the vessel to start off inside and not to start in the house. And that says Rav Shesh Elov. So obviously, Rav Shimon says it even Kesheirvu, because yeah, Mishleib, if you think to say it's when you don't make an air for themselves, how would you ever have that's the house in the courtyard that you're telling you that you can't use, you can't take the ones that start off in the house to the other courtyard? So obviously, that it's talking about, which was the difficulty on Rav, and even with Kesheirvu the Atzma. But that the question is, Harab Nami Madrib Shimon Nefil Be'er B'Kamut. So what are you asking on Rav? What do you mean? Based on this interpretation, that it would sound like Rav himself agrees that it's that Reb Shimon holds that's even when Yirvul Atzmon. It's just that he himself, for halacha, is machmer. So the Kachnira, therefore, Rav says Taisa, but seem the Rav sub Rav holds Reb Shimon Gufa Le'om Elikashleiv. Reb Shimon himself, no, Rav's qualifying Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon himself doesn't say it. He only says it's permissible only when they don't make an Erev themselves. Now, Taisa continues and he makes the following comment. He says, the Hashd Nicha now comes out, Nimtza, Svar Shmuel Ibcha Medirav. Comes out that Shmuel saying the exact opposite of Rav, because the Shmuel Gazer Hachal Shmuel over here does not make the gzeira. Dama that he says in Reb Shimon bein nirvu bein jalayivu, whether they made them for themselves or whether they didn't, that Reb Shimon would hold that you could carry from chatzah to chatzah. Now yet begabisholish chatzeris, but by the halacha when you have three cords, he's opening up to each other. Gazer, their Shmuel does make a decree. The Sabak Rabbanan, he holds a Rabbanan. Dama that they say shlosh nasuris, which all three are forbidden. The Shulchan Aruch Tavlin Mishatziu and the Vemchesem Abeis. And so that's one extreme. On the other hand, Rav Hachagaz, Rav over here is Geyser that we are concerned. And Vahasam Loi Geyser, there he doesn't make it the Geyser because the Pasuk of the Gershim, because the Hebrews are Gershim. And that's so interesting that Rav is being Geyser over here and not there, and Shmuel is being Geyser over there and not here. Volume Morbus says the Mishani Hacha, the Gemara answers over here that Shmuel, that the Reb Shimon Latameh. Shimon, oh, he's going according to his reasoning to explain that it's even going to be Kishirvu. The Loi Gazer, that is not Gazer. Mashma, the Savi Kavasim, Behid, the Gemara Chazir. That sounds like that Shmuel rules like him regarding the laws of the three quarters because he's saying like him over here and that Halach over here is based on over there. Problem is, Lashid Rabbein Tam Savi Krabbanan. According to Rabbein Tam, Shmuel holds a Krabbanan that say that no, all three quarters are forbidden. And therefore, that's a difficulty. How does that work out with what Shmuel is saying over here? Ksinik says the Masla begins with the Gemara Shmuel Amma, and Shmuel says, Bein Irvu, Bein Lo Irvu. Whether that they made Irvu themselves, whether they didn't, still Reb Shimon is going to hold that you let it take from one to the other. So this comes to resolve what Shmuel says over here with what he says in Masechta Gittin. Because the Rabbi Yehuda Meshmol begitin bazerik on the vayintes in the base. Loyema loyamet on the person should not stand on this roof. Yiklut may gisham and begag yishachaber and collect the rainwater from his friend's roof. So you see that you're not allowed to carry from roof to roof because every roof is considered its own domain. So obviously you have to say that there it's told about when because each one made their air for themselves. Because if not, why would be forbidden from roof to roof? And the problem is, but here Shmuel rules that even be'ir v'la'atzman, not like Rav, that's going to be permitted. So I'm going to read the says, yes, because the hasam likli l'haylich l'beisak. It means to say, you're not allowed to carry the rain from another person's roof to take it to your house. The k'moisha asal talp l'kem sh'shavis v'vayis l'chatz l'gag sh'layir. But just like, you're not allowed to carry vessel that started Shabbos in the house to the courtyard or to the roof that is not part of the air, afilir b'shimen. Because only what started off Shabbos, not in the house. Okay, so through the other way around, you don't take from the roof in the courtyard to the house. Now, Taisa qualifies, he says, but this is only a problem from his friend's roof. But from his own roof, he could catch the rain and take it to his house. And the fact that his roof is open to his friend's roof is not going to make it like parts of the makam asalai that he can't take it to his own house. Because the Shmuel Tamei, Shmuel goes according to his reasoning. Gamal that he said previously, Gorasik Michatzasa, that you say that you view the virtual wall separating the two roofs, one from the other. But then he says, Vimtev begin to say that if this that Shmuel says that's forbidden is specifically when you're taken from the other person's roof to his own house, the Maikamash Man Shmuel, then what's Shmuel coming to teach us? The Pshitu Dasalakal Besa, of course, now I'll go ahead and take it to your own house. Now we know this is not considered as one domain. So necessarily, so much you can say is that what Shmuel is going to teach is the Av Bishul Kamin Aver, because it's not really taken from the guy's roof. It's taken from the ear space. V'adayin l'nogu megishom megag, and the rainwater didn't touch the roof yet of his friend. That's the chiz to say, but still he's not going to take it from that ear space of his friend's roof to his own house. Continue next says the Mazda begins with the Gemara Milachshach. Shais explains what do these words mean. Gemara said that Rabbi Yechanan said to Rav Milachshach, it's whether Ivru or La Ivru. So Rashi regards, like Rashi does not have this text of these words milachshach, but Va'imari the Rish says that it is an appropriate text because the Isabteres Kanim comes, we find this terminology Teres Kanim in many different places. But Rabbein Tam Nami Garsley and Rabbein Tam also has this girsum. Rashi explains what the words mean. Miach miacha, who let it be heard to you? Halacha Kreb Shimon Bein Yervu Ben Leirvu, that the halacha is whether they made the error for themselves or they didn't, and therefore it's not like what you're saying, Rav. Now, Rabbi Nishmol appears to cry, Rav. Rabbi Nishmol actually says that it's not going on Shmuel. Meaning, the first interpretation was saying is that Rabbi Yehuda was actually saying to Shmuel, who told you that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon? It's actually not like that. Actually, it's in the first interpretation, Rabbi Tam holds is going like Rav. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, he's going on Rav. Kalaimer, in other words, who told you, Rav, that you're coming to disagree with him? It's not like that. Meaning, according to that, you have to make like a comma. Milachshach, comma. No, Ella, Bein Yibra, Bein Layibra, whether you made an Erev or you didn't make an Erev. That's a second interpretation. I guess the Gash said, those who have the text, not Milachshach has two words, but Malachashach. Betevach is one word. But first they explain, Shenoilid Milachash. Mean to say that Rabbi Yechanim is actually qualifying on Rabbi Yechanim. That the words are the Amr Biyechanan Malachashach. He was Malachashach because he was Shanil Malachash. He was born from a whisper because his mother was pregnant in Kippurim and she wanted to eat. And Rebbe whispered to her and she was appeased. And from that child was born Rebbe Yechanan. So there it's actually going on Rebbe Yechanan. It's either going on Shmuel, like the first interpretation, and saying, who told you that this halacha is even Ivru and Bein Lo Ivru? Or it's going on Rav Milachashach, period. Who told you? No, it's Bein Yibra Bein Leibra, or it's actually going on Rabbi Yechanan, and it was one word Malachashach, that he was a child born from the whisper.